Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week is the parsha of Ekev. And Ekev has interesting ideas in it. The idea that I wanted to focus on, it says in the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses records for us that he made a box of wood in which to put the stones of the Ten Commandments. And there's a difference of opinion amongst the commentators what that box of wood was. One opinion is that that box of wood was the ark that was taken to war when the Jewish army fought in the times of the first temple, before the first temple. And the other opinion is that the great ark that was constructed in the tabernacle and later in the temple was composed of three arks. One, the outside one, was made of gold. Then there was a wooden one, which was this one. Mm-hmm. And then there was an inner one made of gold also. And then the tops were overlaid with gold. So it looked like it was one ark, one golden ark, but in reality it was one ark. It was three arks, and the middle ark was a wooden ark. Now, what's the symbolism of that? So in Jewish thought, even though gold is great, it seemed to be inanimate. The Torah has always seemed to be a living thing. Say, Eitz Chaim Hila Machazigim Bo. It's a tree of life to those that hold on to it. The Torah is always compared to a tree because a tree has many things to it. I was just in the Canadian Rockies, also in Victoria and Vancouver. So there they have in the gardens, they have sequoias.
Very big trees.
So enormous trees, and trees that live for hundreds of years and are just grow to enormous size. And it's a tree of life. It's alive. And here's something that will outlive all of us. And it has all of this tremendous beauty to it and strength to it. So that was the metaphor that was used for Torah. Torah is also the tree of life. And it's a tree of life to those that hang on to it. And trees have the ability to weather the winter, to survive bad weather, and to renew themselves. There are trees there that, for instance, were struck by lightning. The tree is split in half. So half the tree died, but the other half all of a sudden comes to life and, you know, grows again. This tree has enormous resilience. And the rabbis always compared how a Jew should be like a tree that has great root structure rather than to have just pure foliage. Because if you have deep root structure, then you can survive the winds. You can survive the storms. Whereas if you don't have deep root structure, then when the wind comes, you're the tallest of the trees is overthrown. The rabbis also compared it to a tree that bends in the wind.
Flexibility.
So the tree that has no flexibility whatsoever is more prone to be uprooted than the one that, so to speak, can bend in the wind. All of these were ideas regarding the Jewish people, ideas regarding Torah. So therefore, it's no more than natural that the Torah would say to make an ark out of wood to encase the Torah rather than one of pure gold. I mean, there was no shortage of gold. They could have had, you know, three boxes of gold. They could have had 30 boxes of gold. But the Torah purposely wanted this box of wood because of the fact that it wanted to show that the Torah had this relationship to the tree of life and had these gifts to it. And the same thing is true according to the commentator that said that the ark of wood went to war with them, because that's exactly the same symbol again. war we know solves eventually few problems. Sometimes it is absolutely necessary, but it has to have roots, and it has to have lasting qualities. It has to have a purpose to it. Otherwise, it's just random violence. And so, therefore, the arc that went to war also was portrayed as going within this arc of wood in order to have those qualities that the wood made from the tree possessed and was part of. So that's why the Torah emphasizes in this week's Parsha, Aseh Lecha Aron Eitz, make for yourself this ark of wood, because by making this ark of wood, then you symbolize what Torah represents and what the Jewish people should represent in their lives as well.
So it's paradoxical that the commandments that are etched in stone are encased
Absolutely, that's very good. That point is, because we could say to a great extent that the original tablets of stone have been lost. But the wood, which is the tree of life, the Torah itself, has survived everything. And therefore, that remains for us as our heritage.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Ekev.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.